irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and we're back at ya.
We are back.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It
How
seems
are you?
Like a lot of time goes from Thursday till Tuesday, right?
It does. It feels like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm great, Jennifer.
Yeah?
Actually, I'm great. I fucking wish I didn't get up this morning.
Yeah.
We'll leave my problems out of this. All I can say is computers have always made me cry.
Yes. Oh,
right?
My gosh, yes.
Computers can make you cry because you can't beat up anybody. You can't scream at anybody. You can't shake anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And they make you feel dumb.
Right.
They make you feel so dumb and inadequate sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But here's something that really made me feel good. Because
I first get angry, then I cry, you know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You saw the first stage.
Yeah, so crying's coming later in the show.
Probably at home.
What made me feel really good, though, is like I have one of my best friends is tech. He's really good with computers.
Right.
And I keep telling him all these things that were going on with my computer. And I'm like, I keep saving passwords to LastPass and then nothing ever loads and just like all this other stuff. And he's like, that's so weird. He's like, you must be doing something wrong. And then he sits down at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And after like an hour, he goes, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this thing.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, I've never seen this has never happened to me before. And I go,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
I felt so validated in that moment because I'm like, okay, it's not me.
Exactly.
It's like, not me.
Like you feel dumb that you can't figure it out.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I've been with computers for who knows how long, you know, like 40 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
You would think by now in 2021, things would work.
Yeah.
You know? But you know how many things don't work for me? The TV, the sound at home.
Well, that's because TVs today have like 5 remotes.
Right. You know, and the audio system that's connected to the TV, half the time it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, man? You know?
I know. That's
what
exactly
is this? Who's got the time to deal with this shit?
Yeah. I'm so not a millennial in that sense. I'm not. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't. I don't want to. I mean, I kind of want to because I just want it to be easy, but I'd rather it just like be simplified.
Yeah.
Like we should have one remote for the television.
Right.
One remote. You know, I should be able to like just like save my passwords and have them like save properly.
Right.
It shouldn't be like a whole issue. Like how many times have you just made a password for something, you take a picture of it, you like screenshot what you wrote so it's exactly as it is, and then you type it in exactly so, and it's like, this is the wrong password.
Mm.
You know? Or
yeah,
like if I have to remake another password, or like I just feel like everything requires a username and password. Everything is, in order to do this, like with a lot of jobs I take, you have to like make a login and da 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 da. Like there's just so many logins, so many passwords. I'm over it.
Right. And then half the time, like you said, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And you don't remember the passwords, you know. Sometimes they're complicated, you know.
Well, I just do I make my own password for the most part.
Right.
And then I have, you know, 5 different passwords that I go between.
Right.
You know, so I have a variety.
Right.
I
do too, you know. But then sometimes, like some things, you have to have very tight security there.
Yeah,
so
like one uppercase, one lowercase.
Right, so you let
a blood sample.
Right, you know, so you just do like a random thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the LastPass or whatever, it doesn't work. You're locked out, you know, and
oh, it's the worst when it locks you out for a few days because you've tried too many times.
Right.
The worst.
I know, I don't want to fucking talk about it. We're going to have a guest today, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I think she's calling from overseas. I'm not sure, but we'll see. But that'll be in a few minutes. You'll be glad to know I got vaccinated on Friday.
Any symptoms?
No, nothing.
All
didn't
right.
even feel it.
Great. Yeah. You would have felt something by now.
Yeah, of course.
When's your second shot?
Well, 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. What they
I didn't
say.
Know if it changed.
No, it's 3 weeks. But I still feel exposed. I mean, with this Delta variant right now.
Moderna? You went for Moderna?
Oh, for Pfizer.
Oh.
No, I went with Pfizer. But I don't know how effective it is if so many people are getting sick with the Delta variant, you know?
Yeah.
They're saying it's spreading fast. And
yeah, they just released an announcement that if you're not vaccinated, you should not be going to restaurants or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And now they're doing masks for vaccinated people indoors. So
yeah.
So so much for the friggin' vaccines and the no mask. Huh?
There was a guy, I don't remember anything important as far as names go, but there was a guy who was a big advocate publicly for being unvaccinated, and he actually died like last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, right before they intubated him, he looked up at the doctor and was like, and a few days earlier, he had just made an announcement about how he doesn't need the vaccine and this and that. And then right as they were about to intubate him, he looked at the doctors and nurses and was like, I'm afraid I've made a really big mistake.
Yeah. Some people are like that.
Mm.
You know, my reasoning was that even if there's side effects, they'll probably be down the road. They're not happening right away.
Yeah.
So what's a more immediate threat is COVID, you know? So
yeah,
that's the first thing you got to do. And then worry about the side effects.
Plus, you're going to get side effects from either the vaccine or from COVID.
Right. And COVID is a lot worse. You know, I definitely don't want... When you think about it, you go, okay, well, possible side effects and COVID on the other side, you mm-hmm. know? So which one do you go with, you know?
Yeah, totally. So, I still respect it, you know, people not wanting to do it. I think that's...
Right.
I'm never going to tell people that they have to do something, but,
right,
you know.
And that's the problem. I guess now Newsom, Governor Newsom, who is an ass in my book, we're getting the call already. I think she's calling from overseas, so let's go ahead
okay. And
take the call now. Bring up the notes here. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mercy.
Hi,
good morning.
You're here with Sam and Jen. How are you?
Doing great. Starting this morning off right.
Yeah. Where are you right now? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in Albuquerque right now, actually.
Oh, I see. Mm. I don't know why they said you were out of town or something. I mean, out of the country, but you live in the States, right?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles. Almost full time, and then I also have a place in New Mexico.
Oh, I see. Okay, very cool. So that's not, I mean, now I don't have to trust that it said something there, 2 weeks ago, and that's cool.
Yeah.
So you said between New Mexico and what? LA, did you say?
Yeah, Huntington Beach, to be exact, but yes, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So you know California, you know what's going on. We were just talking about the governor, but it's good that you cut us off here because I need to
it's
calm
a
down
hole.
A little bit.
Yeah. Sam's on fire this morning.
Yeah. Mercy, so you're a very intriguing person. I was reading some of the things that you do and stuff. You're a singer, right?
Mercy. Yes, I am a singer.
You're a singer, and you also a you work with fire. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, so I ran away with the circus when I graduated college.
I love that.
I learned how to do fire breathing, fire eating, and fire spinning, as well as aerial and glass dancing.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. So you learned that. That's something people can learn, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something you can learn. I don't advise you learning it on your own because there's no trick to it. It is very dangerous. I have gotten hurt, and you do need a mentor who knows what they're doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, someone to put the fire out just in case.
Right. What attracted you to this, Mercy?
I've always been attracted to the stage, and I used to be, I still kind of am. I'm trying to work on it. But I used to be a really bad adrenaline junkie. So if I could see somebody doing something, I would be like, oh, I could do that. I could do it and do it in a different way. I could do it and do it better.
Yeah. So you decided to learn the dangerous things in the circus. Well, I guess everything's dangerous in the circus, right? Everything they do, yeah.
Everything has a little danger.
Right,
yeah.
That's true, yeah.
I guess that's what makes it so attractive.
Right. So how long were you with the circus?
I performed circus acts from 2010. I officially went with the circus in 2012, but I did it from 2010 onward up till about 2017.
Oh, wow. So did you leave it or do you still do these things? The fire eating.
I still do it, but I incorporate it into my shows with singing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah. I would imagine you liked singing from early on. That's usually the answer when people ask, when did you become interested in singing? Is that correct?
Yeah. Like, I did want to sing when I was younger, but I was really kind of shy.
Yeah.
So it took me until at least my teens when I got into a band that, like, all high school bands broke up. But and then back again at it, you know, when I was an adult because I was shy. I had to learn how to come out of my box a little, and circus really helped me with that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, I mean, with the circus, obviously, you it puts you through a lot of difficult things to do, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, you have to perform and everything.
And it probably takes a little pressure off because you get to perform with a lot of different people, too. It's not just like you by yourself on a stage holding the whole floor down.
Definitely. But I also had solo acts. So I would oftentimes open the show with a burlesque act. So all eyes were on me. And it just taught me that I had it inside of me to do that.
Yeah. Mm. So you're definitely a well-rounded performer. I mean, you like to do a lot of different things.
I think so, for sure.
So tell us a little bit about your musical act. Where do you perform? Around the country?
I'm open to everywhere. I've performed outside of the country as well, in Mexico, and I was hoping to do a show in Greece, but unfortunately, with the lockdowns, I just got news yesterday that everything is canceled. So I'm a little bummed out about that. Mm. I was really hoping that we would start to see some lifts on entertainment, but it seems like we still got to get through this surge.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. We were talking about this, you know, and I mean, I can't stop thinking about how it's really affected our lives, you know, to the point where we don't know what the future holds, you know? It's like suddenly everything is possible, you know? We used to think, no, that's never going to happen. This is not going to happen. But it seems like we can't write off anything, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Right. So that canceled your trip to Europe. So tell us a little bit about the act itself. So you sing and you do circus acts as well, or do you do it together? How does it work?
I do it together. So I incorporate dance and circus and flow arts. I do it all together.
Wow. That's an attractive show. I mean, I'd really like to see that because it's different, you know? It's
where
really
in L.A.
different.
Do you perform?
I haven't done an L.A. performance yet, so I'm really hoping soon. I have something in the books for September, so let's just all hope that everybody can be good and we can have shows.
Yeah, I
Fingers
know.
Fingers crossed.
I know.
My gosh.
Makes me want to cry, man.
I mean, concerts are open right now, so.
What's that?
Concerts are back open right now, so.
Yeah, we'll see for how long that lasts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm fascinated with this jetty king.
That is mostly based on, like, your body and learning how to put down pressure evenly.
Uh-huh.
But it's not foolproof, I'll say that. And again, all circus and sideshow acts, I highly, highly recommend you only do them with a mentor. Like,
right.
They are dangerous.
Right. I can't imagine, you know. I mean, it's unbelievable how people do this, you know. And I think that's what's fascinating about it is that people don't know how you do it. Just like magic, you know.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like.
Right, you know.
It's a little bit of magic and a lot of bit of practice.
Right.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this similar to that fire walking that Tony Robbins does? Do you know about that?
I do know about fire walking, and it does have similar concepts, yes.
I see.
I've never personally done any fire walking, although I would be interested in trying it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So what's fire dancing then? You don't do it on fire, but what do? You eat
it's
fire
like with
and
flaming
stuff?
Batons, yeah?
Yeah, batons, poi, which is like the balls on fire with like string or chain, depending on how you do them. Hula hoop, staff. There's also like toys that I'm just getting into now. But I try right now to stick to toys that I can do while I sing. Right. So it's harder to do like the bigger toys while you sing.
Yeah.
I want to know the really nitty gritty though. Like, what is the worst injury you've gotten during practice?
Yeah. Do you get injured?
Oh, yeah. Actually, unfortunately, my biggest injury wasn't during practice. It was during a show. Mm. I was doing a fire eating show, and I went to do a fire pass, which is where you use the fuel from one torch and you line your mouth with it and you light your mouth with the fire of another torch and pass it to the unlit torch.
Right.
And I misgauged how much fuel was on my torch, and it dribbled down my chest and my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I was already bringing my other torch in that was lit. And so my whole face and neck and chest caught on fire, and I had second-degree burns all over.
Oh my gosh.
How did you handle that in the moment, like on stage?
I shook really hard, and luckily, when I shook, it put the fire out, and I kept going.
Wow.
Because nobody who didn't know would know, really. They just saw, like, a big fire thing happen.
Right.
And I finished the routine, and I walked up, and immediately I was like, I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, I'm wondering, so what attracted you to this? I mean, it's dangerous. Do you dare to do things? I mean, it's like jumping off a plane or something, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
you said it's like an adrenaline junkie a little bit.
Yeah?
You just, you gotta run for the rush.
Wow. That's some rush.
I love it, and I love adding unique things to the stage. Like, the stage is my ultimate high. I think that there's no better place in the world than being on stage.
Mm.
And as soon as I started to love the stage, I started with burlesque. And I just wanted bigger and bigger and bigger. I wanted bigger props and cooler costumes. And I wanted to add dangerous feats to it. And I just was always adding to it.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool. Now, the songs you sing, are those songs that you write?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I write.
She can do everything, really.
I want to know, like, how do the people close to you in your life feel about your lifestyle?
I think that it was hard for my parents at first because, of course, like when you tell them, hey, I'm running away to the circus and I'm eating fire and I'm chewing on glass and I'm doing all these like really dangerous things, they were like, oh, why? Why? Especially because my mom worked for a university and I was a college graduate with a really high GPA and I was poised to go to grad school. And I found out my last year of college that the job I wanted didn't exist anymore. And I was really kind of heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And I performed for a circus that next day. And they invited me to come with them. And I just kind of left everything in the middle of the night. So my parents were really, like, hesitant. But they've always been super, super supportive. Like, when my parents come to the shows, they are the loudest in the crowd. I can hear them above everybody screaming for me.
Oh, I love that. Can I ask what the job was that you said doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, I wanted to work as a forensic anthropologist for the United Nations, identifying victims of war crimes and mass graves.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's probably a really cool job, too. Opposite end of the spectrum, equally as cool.
Yeah, I'm not really afraid of anything, and there's very little things that, like, make me uncomfortable, and it was a job that would bring a lot of closure to people and really help people who had answers for so long, and I was really good at it. And so I really, really wanted to help all of these families who lost people and never had answers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's great to have, though, you know, when you don't have any fears, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can be dangerous, you
totally
know?
I mean, so many things, like, gross me out, or I'm like, no.
Yeah, but the thing is, in life in general,
yeah,
you know, to take steps, you know, in your career, in your relationships, whatever, you know?
Yeah, you got to risk.
Yeah, you got to, you know, you can't be afraid.
No risk, no reward.
So Mercy is a really good example of what you can do, you know, as a human being, you know?
Wow. Totally.
Wow. So are you.
Also, like, more power to you. Like, picking up and leaving kind of suddenly is a really, really difficult thing, you know, but once that click happens, you know it's time.
Totally. Yeah. It was scary, but it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life, and it taught me that I really could do anything.
Mm. Right. Absolutely. So you write your own songs too, and do you have a band that backs you up, or is it like, or is it studio musicians?
I work with several producers. I've worked with producers in Italy and Germany and Switzerland.
Hello?
Oh no.
Yeah, Mercy. Oh, no. She dropped.
She'll probably call back in a second.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very fascinated lady, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I wish I was, like, not afraid. Mercy, are you back with us?
I know.
So you said you work with a few producers.
Yeah, I work with producers all over the world. And the great thing is, I have an idea always of what I want something to sound like. I'm very particular, and I work really hand in hand with them, down to how I want certain sounds to even come out in the song. So I've been really lucky to find producers who can take my ideas and create these beautiful worlds within each song.
Right. Wow. Where did you grow up, Mercy?
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy. I got to have this really amazing experience of having my song in the movie Saho.
Uh-huh.
International blockbuster that was filmed in India, starring Prabhas, in 2019. And my manager and Love My Life Here Grant was working as the producer for it, and I was working as a director's assistant, actually, on this job, and we got to go to dinner with Prabhas, and Garrett told Prabhas that I was a singer, and he turned to me and said, I really want you to write a song for this. And I was so floored, because he's phenomenal. He's a mega, mega, mega superstar, and he was acknowledging my craft so much so that he wanted it in his movie, and I got very lucky. I ended up in not only the movie, but also the trailer. And the trailer ended up with 111 million views.
Wow.
It just took off.
Congrats. That's awesome.
That's a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So how can people listen to your music? Do you have you released an album or singles?
Actually, really excitingly enough, I am releasing my second single this August, so very, very soon, and I'm Mercy on there, and also any of my social media is Oh Have Mercy.
Yeah.
And the website is dohavemercy.com, right?
Yes.
I see. This is
dohavemercy.
Right. It's being built. Well, Mercy, so everybody, you can go see her on social media and everything. And so your music, how can we find it?
It is under, right now, on Spotify and iTunes, under Mercy. The only song that I have right now is Bog, B-H-A-A-G, which is the song that was in Saho. Uh-huh. But come August, I will be releasing Ready, Aim, Fire, and then I'm releasing two more singles this year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
Very productive.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm wondering, are you an only child, or do you have siblings?
I actually am an only child. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You see, that's where the drive comes from.
The rush,
you know?
Yeah.
Mercy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute blast. You guys are wonderful.
You're very multi-talented, and you're smart, you're driven, and I envy you for being able to eat fire. Yeah, I know.
I would love to.
I've developed a lot of fears over the years. Maybe you could mentor me a little bit. Wow. All right. Well, Mercy, everybody check her out. Check out her music. And where can we actually see you with your circus acts? Do you have videos anywhere?
Videos, but I definitely have some pictures on the gram. And maybe since we're talking about this, maybe today I'll post some more pictures from back in the day, some fire.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, sounds good, Mercy. Thank you again for calling, and all the best to you. Much
Thank
continued
you so
success.
Much. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Wow.
Are you going to have a career switch late in life, Sam?
I think so. Start walking on machetes.
Yeah.
My God, how do you do that?
I mean, look, that would be a really great thing to get you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it does, you
Just
know?
Just have a mentor. They'll show you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I know. But there are accidents.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
You know,
jeez.
It's a cool way to die, though.
Yeah, but what if you don't die? You know, you just suffer. That's the scary part.
Is life.
Yeah, it is life, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking about the masking, right?
Mm.
And so now again, they put in place the travel rules, I guess.
Mm.
You again have to, I think, I don't know, do you have to quarantine again? Or maybe just
for
tests
what?
For COVID?
Quarantining for what, though?
Usually, well, in the beginning, yeah, if you travel.
Yeah, if you're traveling, my friend was about to travel to the UK, and she was only going to be there for a couple of days, and they denied her to get on the plane because once you get there, you have to quarantine for, I think, 5 days.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez. It was like 2 weeks before. At least I know people that went to Israel. It's like 2 weeks. I'm like, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The whole trip is wasted on this.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very strict there. I mean, I saw pictures of cops actually inside a supermarket giving out tickets and stuff to people.
For not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well.
It's pretty crazy, man. It's really crazy how this variant happened. It's almost like a horror film, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we were emerging out of this, they opened everything. Now, again, I'm not sure what's going
like
to happen.
2 weeks later.
Yeah, what's going to happen with businesses again? You know, I mean, the numbers are surging, they're saying fast. So this could be the beginning of, like, the second wave or something.
Like another shutdown?
Yeah.
They did predict another wave hitting around September, so,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know if they'll do
up.
A lockdown, though, because I don't think anybody's going to go for that. Yeah. That was sort of an emergency reaction, you know, but now we know a lot more about it.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't lock down, but I think businesses are going to close again.
Yeah. There is a movie called Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. No. I was going to see.
It's a great movie.
Did I see part of it? No, I saw part of Contagion. I never really saw the whole movie with Samuel L. Jackson and
stuff. Also a good one.
Yeah.
But when they're going into the lab, they go into this like little chamber before they go into the lab that basically like blows all this like sanitation air on you. And then when you go into the lab, you're completely sanitized. Uh-huh. I think we should have those everywhere.
Yeah.
It'd be great. I always wanted one of those like on the entrance of my home.
Really?
Yeah. Just like a little chamber, just to sanitize. Great. I've wanted that just since I saw shower, that movie. You can't offer a shower to everyone, to all of your guests.
That's true. Oh, so you want to have it for the guests too?
Everyone. Everyone who enters my home is completely sanitized.
Yeah. That's what you need with your fear of germs.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know?
For you, it would be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I love it. Yeah. Ever since I saw that movie when I was like 6 or 7, I wanted that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you saw it a long time ago, not recently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I saw it a couple years ago as well, but my dad watched that movie when I was a kid, so I've seen it more than once.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
So talking about movies, I told you I was watching A Rainy Day in New York, a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
So I finally finished watching it. A really cute movie, you know? I really liked it.
Mm.
I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's got a lot of, maybe not necessarily twists, but things you don't expect, you know?
Okay.
So it's pretty...
Worth a watch.
It's pretty funny, yeah. Do you like his movies?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sometimes. Midnight in Paris, they had the other one too in Rome, right?
Yeah. There, I've seen a few. I'm not fully caught up on...
Those are the more recent
Woody Allen's,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never saw his older ones, you know, his older movies and stuff, but like the classics, you know.
Mm.
And then for a while, nobody was seeing his movies because of all the controversy going on with him and everything.
Oh,
you know, I think it's at this point, you can just move on, you know. I mean, he married the girl, you know. So, yeah.
I don't even know any of the details of the situation. I just know he had some allegations against him. At this point, I can't keep up with every person.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And that's not a ding on anyone who's been through anything with anyone. It's just there's so much going on in the world in general, let alone in the Me Too movement in itself. Like, at this point, you know, I feel like nothing surprises me anymore.
Right.
You know, like... there's just sometimes it's in one ear out the other at this point.
Yeah.
I don't mean that to be insensitive, but
you're not. I mean, we're getting used to this shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, is it becoming normal.
Yeah.
So we started talking about Governor Newsom, and he pissed people off because he compared non-vaxxed people to drunk drivers. And so he offended a lot of people that
way. I'm sure.
You know, but I don't know what he's thinking, but I sure hope they beat him in the elections, you know.
Man.
He's just a mean.
There's so much to rage about in the world that I'm just kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just
leave me alone, you know.
Yeah.
People are telling me don't read the news. Don't watch the news. But how do you not? You know, you need to know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't feel I could go without knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's hard because, like, especially among my generation, so many people are like, people like to sit there and rage and get upset about it. And if you're not enraged and upset about it, then you're not doing anything. But like, what's anyone actually doing anyway to change the situation? So it's like a lot of things are out of my control. A lot of things I wouldn't even know how to take control of if I could. I'm sure there are some things that I could do that I'm not doing. And I take responsibility for that. And maybe at some point I will. But right now I'm just trying to like work and survive.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you get shit for not raging. But at the same time, like people in my generation also talk about taking care of your mental health, and everyone wants it both ways, but it's not even both ways, because both ways would assume that there's two ways, but really there's like 5,000 ways and everyone wants it all 5,000 ways. And it's just exhausting to like be criticized for not raging, criticized for looking after your mental health, criticized for looking after your mental health because now you're neglecting other things. So it's like I'm just at a point now where I'm kind of just phasing out all the voices of all the people around me, the social media, everything. And I'm just like trying to figure out what's the right thing for me.
Yeah.
You know,
you see, social media, I think, is important to avoid. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, but that's where I think the majority of the rage comes from. You know, you're talking about raging and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's also because people feel guilty. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people who, like, don't feel certain ways, but they go with it so that they're not canceled.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I just think that, like, people make it so black and white, and it doesn't have to be black and white.
Right. Yeah. I know. God, I'm so distracted by this fucking computer. The Olympics, have you been watching any?
No.
I've watched some of the stuff, like, they have surfing, and that's pretty cool to see, you know?
That's funny, actually.
Why?
I don't know.
They've added a lot of things. They have skateboarding now.
I love that. That's amazing that they're adding all these, like, alternative sports.
I know.
Because they are, like, they're both extremely physically taxing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But I guess the gymnastics team of the United States lost to Russia, and it's probably because, I don't know if you know her, but Simone Biles, she was, like, I think in the 2016 also.
Yeah, she left.
Right.
Yeah.
So she left because of an injury.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Actually, that's what they said. But look, this just came up. She reveals that the stress of the competition, not injury, knocked her out of the event, but she may return. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure for her to win.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe the team really depends a lot on her. They may have lost because she wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty shitty, man. But, yeah, we haven't been winning a lot of medals. I was looking to see where the medals, where the list is, but I can't find it. But no, we haven't been winning a lot. The basketball team lost, which is unbelievable.
Mm.
You know, who were they beaten by? France.
Mm.
France. And, you know, I mean, our basketball teams are the best. Remember, we had the Dream Team and all that in the Olympics. And now we're not winning. I mean, there was some swimmers and stuff that did. And I don't know. When they get the medals and they play their national anthem and the person actually stands and put their hand on their heart, gives me goosebumps, you know?
Yeah, it's still a does. Moment.
It still does. It makes me proud to be an American. It really does.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's more, I'm like, really proud of that person from, like, wherever they are. I'm just like, that person, like, worked their ass off for that.
Right.
And they're standing there, like, with an achievement they've revolved their entire life around.
That's true.
And that's more why I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So a few people are running against Newsom. Have you heard of Larry Elder? You probably haven't.
I have no idea who anyone is.
Yeah. Well, you do know Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's running. Larry Elder is a radio personality, and he's a conservative, but they're saying he's leading in the election right now.
Wow.
In the polls, obviously. Not the election yet. But I would love for him to win. I think he's very...
What's his name?
Larry Elder. But if you're a liberal, you probably don't want him. But, you know, but yeah, that's the situation there. The election is when? In November?
Mm.
I think. Probably. That's when they usually are. So we have a couple months still before that happens.
It says he's an American conservative and libertarian radio talk radio host.
Okay. Yeah.
Author,
yeah.
Attorney, and documentary filmmaker.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so I see them. I found the medals, the medal count. Boy, we were not first a couple of days ago. Now we're leading, which is a good thing.
It switches so quick.
With 25 medals, we got 9 gold, 8 silver, 8 bronze. The second one is China, which is not surprising. They have 21.
Mm.
Then Japan, Great Britain. Boy, the difference between Japan and Great Britain is 5 points. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, South Korea, Australia. The Russians are not very high on there.
Surprising.
Oh, actually, they are. I mean, they have 18, which ties them with Japan. But I guess they also rank based on how many gold you have, you know. Mm. So if you have the same number of medals, if you have more gold, then you rank higher.
Sure.
So that's what happens here. But, yeah, the Russians usually do better. Also, I think, doesn't Poland do well? Usually, well, maybe in the gymnastics. Because I remember, what's her name? The famous one. Do you remember a famous gymnast from Poland?
Mm.
Nadia Comaneci or something.
Oh,
like that.
Remember I think that? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she was very, I mean, you must have been very young when she was.
Yeah, but that's when I actually watched.
Yeah. But yeah, so it wasn't just her. I mean, they had a few years going when they did very well.
Man.
Yeah. So yeah, it's usually the usual countries that are ranking high. And in China, you know, you're not surprised because who knows what kind of rigorous training they put them through, you know? I mean, it's like...
I'm sure it's intense.
Yeah. I mean, you try to lose for China and we'll see what happens then, you know? Oh, man.
Hopefully their families are at least supportive and proud of them.
Yeah.
Their coach is probably not so much. Well, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, it was funny because they're showing one reaction of a coach went viral when a swimmer won the gold. And he was like up in the he started dancing and jumping and doing all kinds of crazy moves, you know.
I mean, they're the ones that are out there with you all the time. You know, yeah. You spend more time with your coach than anyone else.
Right.
It's pretty incredible.
It is, you know, and I salute people that can work and be that dedicated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, you know, you're an athlete, you work with your coach and everything. Like you said, they have a very close relationship. And I guess when they work for the same goal, it's powerful.
Yeah, you know, totally.
But usually they always look at the coach when you're winning or losing, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the leader. To less important news.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Paris Hilton is pregnant with her first child.
Wow.
Yeah, with her fiancé, Carter Room, I think is the last name. And she's 40 years old.
Good for her.
Yeah, huh? She's been around for a while. I guess when she had that, was that called Simple Life or something with Nicole Richie? That they had the reality show?
Yeah.
It was Simple Life, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
I do remember that show.
It was a train wreck, that thing, but I couldn't stop watching it.
It's so funny. You know, it's funny. They're saying like the Gen Xers, so people who are like in their 40s and up, they're aging better than ever. And this girl took a picture of these. Let's see if I can pull it up. Let me turn my sound down so that doesn't come up. But she had a picture of these women from the like 60s or something. And it was showing. Hold on. This is really funny. So she's showing how women back then, like all these women in this photo are 43.
Really?
They're 43.
Wow.
And she's like, why are people saying that Gen Xers are aging better than they've ever aged before? And, you know, you look at these women and they look like, you know, older moms maybe.
Are those like from the Gen X generation or is that?
No,
that's older pictures.
Older, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what, from baby boomers or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So what she did was she then, she put a filter on with different hair because she was like, I have a theory that it's just the hair and makeup that makes them look so different. And so then she did more modern hair on them and now they look like Gen Xers do now for the most part.
Younger, right?
Yeah, totally. And wow. I thought that was really funny how... you know, hair has aged us so differently.
Right.
It's wild.
Yeah. All right, Jen, I'm going to finish a few minutes early so we can so I can tend to my problems.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mercy, for calling.
Thanks, Mercy.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.